or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number three on this Monday, July 28th edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Again, going over this letter from the U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division voting section, dated last Monday, July 21st, sent to Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, here in Michigan. The first page basically talking about federal statute, National Voter Registration Act, as well as the Help America Vote Act of 2002, asking the Secretary of State to provide a list of election officials who are responsible for implementing Michigan's general program of voter registration list maintenance from November of 2022 through the receipt of this letter, including those responsible officials not employed by your office, such as local election officials who are also involved in this effort. Please provide a description of the steps you have taken and when those steps were taken to ensure the state's voters list maintenance program has been properly carried out in full compliance of the National Voter Registration Act. Please include both the actions taken by Michigan officials as well as local election officials. In addition, the National Voter Registration Act requires each state, as well as the District of Columbia, to make available for inspection all records concerning the implementation of programs and activities conducted for the purpose of ensuring the accuracy and currency of the official list of eligible voters. Pursuant to the National Voter Registration Act, the Attorney General requests that you produce the records, the following records, for immediate inspection: the current electronic copy of Michigan's computerized statewide voter registration list, as required by Section 303 of HAVA, Help America Vote Act. Please include all fields contained within the list. Please produce each list in a spreadsheet, comma, CSV, or delimited text file format. Please specify what delimiter is used, if applicable, and provide a file layout along with a database user manual, coding list, and other materials that define or explain how a voter record is coded into a statewide voter registration list and reported in an electronic copy of the statewide voter list. Additionally, please provide the following information in electronic form: the time period for these requests to close the registration for the November 2026 general election through the close of the registration for the November 2024 general election. I mean, this report, this, I should say, letter that was served, 3 pages long, signed by Michael Gates, Deputy Assistant Attorney General, Civil Rights Division, in Pam Bondi's office. Please provide this information within 14 days of the date of the letter in full format. However, please provide the undelineated reports before the end of the month, July 31st at 5 p.m. This is going to be very, very interesting to see what Jocelyn Benson does in responding to this federal letter. And one of the most important items here listed right toward the end, make sure you include vote histories. Well, we talked about that last week when we had Lori Skibo and Dr. Phil O'Halloran on the show. This is very interesting because the vote histories they have documented through FOIA requests and looking at what's posted on the Secretary of State's website, that our voter histories have been changed, moved from one county to another, and in some cases, completely scrubbed, completely removed as to whether or not you ever even voted in this state. So, again, proving to be very, very interesting going forward as to whether or not she responds, provides this information. Now, one other kind of interesting take. We talked about the Epstein file. Pam Bondi somewhat backing up from her previous statements about releasing the entire file. Well, now there's a new thought process happening in Washington, D.C. If this list has names of prominent politicians, wealthy billionaires, Hollywood actors, all of these people who have been working together to basically form the deep state, it's called leverage if they don't release the Epstein files. Because what happens if they release these names, these files, this could absolutely collapse the world structure as we know it. Certain politicians being removed from office. The fake legacy media completely blown up with their Hollywood actors. Multi-billionaires like Bill Gates and others. Bill Clinton. Well, the one name that they're saying, allegedly Elon Musk has even posted this, is that Donald Trump's name's on the list. If that was the case, folks, they would have used it before November 5th last year. They did not want him to win re-election to become the 47th president. They would have used it against him. Biden and his administration, his agencies had this list. If Donald Trump's name was on it, they would have used it. What that tells this one person that I followed the post on Twitter says Donald Trump's name isn't on it because they would have used it, number one. Number two, is Donald Trump, Pam Bondi, Marco Rubio, other members of his cabinet, are they using this list against the people that are on the list as leverage? You stop doing what you're doing. You stop participating in this one world globalist takeover of our world, our countries. You resign. You go away, and the list will not come out. If you don't agree to this, the list will come out, and we will publicly destroy you and your life, your credibility, your reputation, everything. Very, very interesting perspective. Because again, if they drop it, they're saying world chaos could occur. Stock markets could crash, currencies could collapse, all kinds of things could happen in the vacuum. Instead, what you do is you use it as leverage against these people and clean it up from the inside out without anybody even knowing about it. Very, very, very interesting perspective. Lastly, President Trump holding a meeting in the UK with the Prime Minister. Trade deals happening at breakneck speed because this coming Friday, August 1st, if you don't have a trade deal with the United States, Donald Trump's tariffs go into effect. It's happening everywhere. Amazing how many countries are coming out of the woodwork now, scrambling to get a trade deal signed before Friday. This is, I'm telling you folks, a paradigm shift of global potential. More and more dollars, investments coming into the United States. All kinds of things happening, breaking stories everywhere. I got another one coming in. Rod, absolutely. Hey, are you and Tracy coming to the event on Wednesday night in McBain? I'm going to send you the flyer. I'd love to see you guys. I got something for you. Rod says, I say destroy them all and let the chips fall where they may. Understand that logic? Totally. I get it. Our pig farmer, John Palmer, over in Onaway, with this letter going to Jocelyn Benson, the end of her run for governor, oh, this is too much. Laughing my butt off. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Potentially could happen. 2 weeks to provide all the files, initial forms to be provided by this Thursday at 5 o'clock. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. There's still time to RSVP if you'd like to come join us down in McBain for a Western barbecue. It's going to be Wednesday night, this Wednesday, starting at 5 o'clock down in McBain, Michigan. This is a fundraiser for the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee. Vicki and I are going to be attending this event. Wear your cowboy hats, your cowboy boots, your jeans. It is going to be a good old-fashioned cowboy barbecue. You've got great speakers lined up. It's going to be a great time. Hopefully you guys can join us. Text me, 231-360-5140. Text me the number 1ST, and I'll send you the flyer. You can call the treasurer and reserve a place. I believe you can still get tickets online. Great event, absolutely going to be beautiful weather. I checked the weather out. It's going to be in the high 70s, 5 o'clock. It's going to be very nice and sunny. So please consider joining us. Again, text me and I will send you the flyer. Text me 231-360-5140, the number 1ST for the 1st District, and I'll send you the flyer. One other story that is very interesting, how this is unfolding in Washington, D.C. The information coming out, and now even James Clapper going on national shows, pointing fingers directly at President Barack Obama. I think he's the one that's probably going to cut a plea deal and absolutely provide Pam Bondi as well as Kash Patel from the FBI all the information about how that all went down on the December 9th, 2016 secret meeting. How it basically weaponized the intelligence agencies against the incoming president, Donald Trump. Now, one of the other components to this is pretty interesting is the timing of also other investigations happening into Ukraine. Tulsi Gabbard warning that there are these virus labs being funded from the United States in Ukraine. calling for these labs to be shut down, especially since Putin is bombing the heck out of Ukraine. It would hate to see one of these labs and whatever's inside of it get out into the atmosphere to get into people to potentially stop another pandemic. Well, the last thing that Donald Trump needs right now is a repeat of the China virus. So this is now sparking new intense negotiations, discussions with Vladimir Putin to stop bombing Ukraine. Very, very interesting development that just came out early this morning. And one of the other aspects to this is how this could affect the upcoming negotiation of trade deals between Russia and the United States, the European Union, and all these other countries as they head into this deadline that Donald Trump has artificially put for this Friday, August 1st. Going to be very, very, very interesting. So hopefully we'll see what happens, whether or not Donald Trump uses this as a reason to get Putin to the table, have a sit down face to face with him to see if he can put an end to this war. But Tulsi Gabbard putting out a video this morning that this could be potentially worldwide if these viruses are released into the atmosphere, into humans coming in and out of the Ukraine, especially with so many people fleeing the Ukraine right now. They could go to Europe, the virus could be spread there, and then from Europe back here to the United States and across the world. So, kind of an interesting development this morning. But that's it for the world stage. I think I got all the stories I was looking at over the weekend. Looking forward to watching our Tigers play tonight. Arizona Diamondbacks coming in as they head into the deadline. Going to be very interesting to see what happens if the Tigers acquire who I think they're going to go after or not. Going to be very interesting. So, one last thing I do want to mention, your help in getting the information out. Spread the website for this show, yourdefendingfathers.com. Greatly appreciated if you get more folks listening to the website. We are excited to grow the listenership on the website. Podcasts are there. You can listen on demand anytime. Just go to yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast, and listen on demand. Tell your friends, tell everybody you know. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL training.